Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Tram-tram di Melbourne telah menjadi bagian dari kota ini selama lebih dari 140 tahun. Hampir setengah juta orang menggunakan tram-tram ini setiap harinya, namun sedikit yang tahu kisah di balik kursi yang mereka duduki. Ketika Farah tiba di Australia sebagai seorang ibu tunggal yang melarikan diri dari Iran, ia memiliki suatu kepastian dan ia perlu menjadi mandiri secara finansial.
I came to Australia for a better than life for my daughter and because Australia is very safe and very good country for me and daughter.
Lebih dari satu dekade kemudian, keterampilan menjahit yang ia pelajari di Tehran saat masih remaja membantunya menjadi kembali hidupnya di Melbourne sebagai instruktur penjahit. Dan ia memberikan kesempatan kedua bagi kursi tram ikonik di kota tersebut.
The first time I was scared. I want to find a job. For me, very difficult because no family, no friends. And I couldn't speak English. Money very important for life. If you no money, no life.
Seorang pekerja sosial memperkenalkan di mana Farah kepada Sister Works, di mana setelah menyelesaikan berbagai pelatihan bahasa Inggris, komputer, dan keterampilan sosial, ia kini bekerja bersama 15 wanita lainnya.
All sister is here, help together, talk together, and lunch together. Sister Work is like family for me. Good for heart, you know.
Sister Works adalah sebuah perusahaan sosial nirlaba berbasis di Melbourne yang mendukung perempuan pengungsi, pencari suaka, atau migran untuk mencapai kemandirian ekonomi. CEO Sister Work, Irvin, menyatakan bahwa sebagian dari perempuan ini merupakan langkah pertama untuk memasuki pasar kerja di Australia.
Women really are the big fabric of the occult community here in Australia, and they are untapped workforce. They're willing to put their best efforts and want to go into employment, wants to grow themselves, and wants to participate economically and be like you and I, the taxpayers of these countries. It's almost like their dreams to be able to do so.
Hampir 80% kursi tram di Melbourne kini diperbaiki oleh perempuan yang berasal dari latar belakang migran, pengungsi, dan juga pencari suaka. Saat ini, para suster memperbaiki sekitar 70 kursi per bulannya dan menciptakan lebih dari 1.500 jam kerja dan menghindarkan lebih dari 1.200 kilogram limbah dari tempat pembuangan akhir selama tahun fiskal terakhir.
A lot of our sisters are crafty. They are really meticulous in their work, and that's precisely the skill that are needed to maintain, reupholster and refurbish the Yarra tram seats.
A little bit hard work, but me, I'm happy.
Manajer pengadaan sosial Yarra Trams, Francesca McLean, mengatakan bahwa kemitraan ini merupakan langkah kecil yang mencerminkan gagasan yang lebih besar, di mana lembaga publik dapat mendorong perubahan di luar layanan inti mereka.
The rail industry has historically not been incredibly accessible for women, let alone migrant, refugee and asylum seeker women. So we really love that we can use our social procurement approach to disrupt that.
Ia mengatakan bahwa ini adalah cara untuk mengakui keterampilan yang sudah ada di komunitas multicultural Melbourne dan memberikan kesempatan mereka untuk terus berkembang.
The workforce that Sisterworks has is an incredibly untapped talent pool. They've got the entrepreneurial spirit, the women power. It's our way of demonstrating we can use the taxpayer funds to run the tram network to deliver value above and beyond dollars, right? It enables them to be role models within their families and communities.
It's also about self-agency and self-belief and confidence that they are an active participant in this country. They just want to do what you and I do, go to work, save some money, buy a house, buy a car, send the kids to school, and the community will thrive because they have this disposable income that they can spend. And that's how the economy grows, the GDP grows.
Di Melbourne, sekitar 3 juta orang menggunakan tram setiap minggunya. Ketika sebuah kursi rusak, kursi tersebut diangkat dan diperiksa, dan yang memerlukan perbaikan akan dikirim ke Sister Works.
If your child spilt some food on the seat because they were getting a bit hangry mid-journey, or someone's water bottle or coffee has been spilt, this is what causes the wear and tear. Our people then determine whether the seat is up to scratch for our passengers, and when it's not, it gets sent off to Sister Works. They change the fabric out, or sometimes they change the foam out as well.
Dan para suster sangat memperhatikan kenyamanan tempat duduk.
The sisters even test if the foam is comfy enough for Yarra Tram's passengers. They literally sit on it. So I'm not sure if anyone's sort of got a veto at Sister Works, but we have been told by Ifrin that they do sit on it and have a think, would I be happy to sit on this seat if I were catching a tram? Which is great, right? It shows the care.
Whenever Melbourne is busy with a lot of events, New Year, Christmas, school holidays, we tend to get more seats coming to us. But it's a livelihood of some of the sisters. Like whenever they are in the tram, they can see that this is actually my work. This is something that I fix and put back into the trams.
Bagi Farah dan banyak perempuan yang bekerja bersamanya, setiap jahitan adalah langkah menuju stabilitas, finansial, dan cara untuk ikut serta dalam kehidupan kota yang kini mereka sebut sebagai rumah.
I'm feeling very happy all the time thinking, oh me, I make that one, I'm making that one.
The seats that you're sitting on, there's actually a story behind it. There's an empowerment that's taking place. There's training, there's livelihood that actually makes that tram seats ready for you to sit on. And that is the effort of your refugee, asylum seekers, migrant women, making sure that you have a nice, clean, tidy seats to sit on when you are in public transport.
Artikel ini disusun oleh Pranjali Segal untuk SBS News, diproduksi oleh Rahel Priscilla untuk SBS Audio Program Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.